Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the most iconic moments in jungle and old school drama and bass, a rewind that feels human, musical, and full of chopped vinyl character. The big idea here is simple. We do not want a sterile reverse effect that sounds pasted onto the grid. We want something that feels like a DJ reacting in real time, pulling the record back, letting the crowd catch the moment, and then slamming the tune back in with attitude. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping this very practical with stock devices and audio editing. By the end, you'll have a rewind transition that sounds like it belongs in a rave tape, a pirate radio mix, or an early jungle roller. Let's start with the mindset. Think like a DJ, not an editor. That means the rewind should feel performed. A little bit of imperfection is a good thing here. In fact, that's the thing that makes it believable. If every chop is perfectly lined up and identical, it just sounds like a sample pack effect. If the timing breathes a little, if the slices are slightly uneven, if the return has some grit, suddenly it feels alive. First, choose the right phrase to rewind. This works best at the end of a musical idea, usually a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar phrase. You want something recognizable, a strong snare hit, a bass answer, a vocal shout, or a clean drum break ending all work really well. Keep the source phrase short enough that the listener can still identify it once it gets chopped up. Usually one strong bar or even half a bar is enough, so in arrangement view, find that phrase end and make sure your groove is edited cleanly. Give yourself at least 1 bar after the rewind point so the restart has room to hit properly. That restart matters a lot. If the return is weak, the whole rewind feels unfinished. Now let's create the rewind source as auto. This is important. A rewind feels more authentic when it comes from printed audio behavior, not just MIDI notes and automation. So if you've got drums, a bass stab, a vocal hit, or a break chop, resample it or freeze and flatten it so you're working with audio. Consolidate the phrase end into a clean clip. This gives us something that can be sliced, reversed, and degraded in a way that feels closer to vinyl or tape manipulation. Next, we chop the tail into vinyl-style fragments. You can do this manually by duplicating the last bar or two and splitting it into smaller pieces. Try a combination of half-bar slices, quarter-bar slices, eighth-note slices, and maybe a couple of tiny 16th-note stutters if you need more urgency. Here's the key. Do not make every chop the same length or the same volume. Real vinyl movement is messy. Some slices land slightly late, some feel harder, some are abrupt. That slight instability is exactly what gives the rewind its human character. If you want tighter control, you can drag the audio into simpler, switch it to slice mode, and trigger the slices from MIDI. That's great if you want to perform the rewind or experiment with different slice orders. Transient-based slicing is especially useful for amen tails, snare rewinds, or vocal fragments. Now let's build the actual rewind motion. Take the final auto tail and reverse it. This is the backbone of the effect. Once it's reversed, it starts to feel like the tune is pulling backward instead of just fading out. But don't stop there. Add pitch movement too. A small pitch fall can make the rewind feel like the record is slowing down under the DJ's hand. You can automate clip transposition down a few semitones, maybe -2 for a subtle move, or up to -12 for something more dramatic. Combine that with a low-pass filter sweep and you get a much stronger illusion of the groove collapsing into itself. For jungle and old-school DNB, a slightly exaggerated pitch drop can sound amazing, especially if it's short and to the point. The trick is not to smear it out. Keep it punchy. Keep it intentional. Now let's add some vinyl character with Ableton stock devices. A solid chain for the rewind track might include EQ8, saturator, auto filter, utility, and maybe redux if you want extra crunch. With EQ8, thin the rewind a little. High pass the low end somewhere around 40 to 80 Hz so the sub doesn't get muddy. If the low mids feel boxy, take a gentle dip around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the effect sounds too polished, roll off a bit of top end. Then saturator. This is where you add grit and density. Just a few dB of drive is usually enough. Soft clip-on. You want texture, not full-on distortion unless you're going for a very aggressive look. Redux is optional, but it can be great for old-school flavor. A light bit reduction or a touch of downsampling can make the rewind feel more like a battered break sample or a dub plate being pushed hard. Again, keep it tasteful. Too much and you lose the groove. Auto filter is a huge part of the illusion. Automate a low pass filter so the rewind closes down as it happens. That makes it feel like the sound is falling away into itself. A 12 or 24 dB low pass with a moderate resonance usually works well. Just don't overdo the resonance, or the rewind starts sounding too squeaky and less like a TJ move. Utility is the secret weapon for control. Use it to trim gain, narrow the stereo field, and keep the rewind more centered. A rewind moment often feels stronger when it's a little narrower than the main groove. Then, when the beat comes back, widen or open it up again and the return feels bigger. Now we humanize the timing. This is where the rewind stops sounding like a programmed effect and starts sounding performed. Nudge some chopped pieces a little late, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. Push one or two slices slightly early. Change the gain on repeated fragments. Avoid perfect symmetry. Temporarily turn off snap if you need to make more detailed edits. You can also use groove pool lightly if you want a bit of swing, but don't force the whole track into a groove just for this. The rewind itself should feel like a hand-moving audio, not a loop factory preset. A really good jungle rewind often has one element leading the whole gesture. It might be the snare. It might be the vocal shout. It might be the break hit. That anchor sound makes the rewind clear to the listener. If everything rewinds at once, it can get blurry. But if one sound leads and the rest follow, it reads much more like a DJ action. Let's talk about the stop and restart behavior, because this is where the moment becomes powerful. Right before the rewind, create a small drop in energy. You can briefly cut the sub bass, reduce the drum bus impact, or automate a short dip in the group volume. Then introduce a little grab moment, like a repeated slice or a tiny stutter. A 1/16th or 1/32nd repeat can simulate the hand catching the record. Then the restart has to land with authority. Bring in the next phrase with a strong kick and snare, and if it fits, add a crash, ride, or reverse cymbal to lead into it. The bass line needs to come back with confidence. If that first hit is too soft, the rewind loses its impact and starts to feel accidental instead of intentional. This is where the arrangement matters. A rewind should support the structure of the track, not just decorate it. In jungle and old school DNB, it works beautifully at the end of an 8-bar phrase, before a second drop, after a breakdown vocal, or right before a bass variation. Use it as a reset button for attention. A simple structure could be something like this. Full groove for 8 bars, a fill begins, the last snare and vocal stab land, then the rewind chop starts, followed by a reverse drag and pitch fall, and then the restart comes in hard with a renewed groove. That gives the rewind a purpose. It creates a question, and then answers it with energy. Because this is a mastering-minded lesson, keep an eye on the overall energy curve. The rewind is a dynamic event. It should feel exciting, but it should not wreck the perceived loudness or create ugly peaks. On your rewind group or bus, a light glue compressor can help hold the moment together. Use a moderate ratio, a slow enough attack to keep the transients, and a release that breathes naturally. You only want subtle gain reduction. Then use EQ if needed to tame harshness, and a limiter only as a safety net, not as the main loudness tool. The goal is control. A rewind should feel like a deliberate energy reset, not a level spike or a glitch. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, making the rewind too clean. If it sounds like a generic reverse FX, it loses the whole jungle and old-school personality. Add chopping, texture, slight instability, and some human timing offsets. Second, rewinding the sub too much. That can get muddy fast. Usually the sub should stay out of the rewind layer, and the restart should carry the low end back in. Third, using perfect grid repetition. That kills the vibe. Vary slice length, gain, and timing. Fourth, making the restart weak. The return is the payoff, so it needs a strong first beat. Fifth, overdoing pitch or tape wobble. A little movement goes a long way. Too much and the groove starts falling apart. If you want to push the character darker and heavier, there are some great variations. You can make the rewind feel more ominous with a darker low pass, a short reverb tail that gets cut off abruptly, or a creepy vocal stab before the rewind. You can dirty it up with saturator, dynamic tube, erosion, or light redux. You can also narrow the stereo feel during the rewind and widen the restart hit, which makes the return feel bigger without losing translation. A very effective trick is to keep the rewind relatively controlled and make the restart a little dirtier. That contrast gives the return more physical impact. You can also use call and response. Instead of rewinding the whole phrase, rewind just the snare answer, a bass stab, or a vocal response. Then let the next bar answer back with the full groove. That creates a more musical conversation, which works especially well in ragga jungle and vocal-driven arrangements. Another advanced move is layering two rewind behaviors. For example, use one clean reverse tail on one track and a chopped, slightly degraded slice loop on another. Keep one layer wide and airy, and the other narrow and gritty. That contrast gives depth, and makes the rewind feel more like a real production moment than a single effect. You can even fake a live DJ pitch jog by varying tiny pitch changes across different slices. Just a little variation between each chop can make it feel like hands on turntables instead of a static reverse render. Here's a great practice exercise. Take an 8-bar jungle or DNB loop. Choose the last bar before the drop. Duplicate it and chop it into 2 half-bar slices, 2 quarter-bar slices, and 1 or 2 tiny stutters. Reverse the final slice. Then add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Automate the filter cutoff down during the rewind. Pull the gain down slightly, and narrow the stereo field. Then restart with a strong kick, snare, and bass return.